for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, September the 1st, 2018, Deborah Vales is the speaker of this service, teaching on The Body Was Made to House, Not to Lead. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
When it came to people that, you know, gays and lesbians, you know, my thing was to tell them, look, you don't get saved, you going to hell, you gonna bust hell wide open, and this and this and that, and I don't like what you're doing, and you need to stop doing it. That ain't gonna do nothing but drive them away. The Bible says with loving kindness. Now you tell people the truth, but you have to do it in love. And these things, when Miles was sick, I had to learn to walk in love. All right? And believe me, when someone is sick and you're taking care of them, you either gonna learn love, or you're going to learn hate. Ain't no in-between. You're either going to come out of it with a kind heart, or you're going to come out bitter. But we want to be better. So no matter what you go through, the Lord can take those trials that you go through, those things that you go through, and work it for your good. All right? Couples have to learn that, you know, everything may not be peachy keen. You may have to tend to him when he's sick, and he may get on your nerves. You go take him a cup of water. You know, I saw this TV show one time where the brother had a bell, and he wore that bell out. Every time his wife brought him something, 2 minutes later, he ringing the bell again. And she go, what is it? He didn't really want nothing. He was just not feeling good. Now, how many of us can serve? Can you serve your mate? Can you serve them in love? Okay, I'm leaving right now. Gentleness, goodness, faith, that's trust. That's reliance on God. Okay? Meekness, and let me add this one thing on this. You've got to be willing to forgive. Couples. I missed the teaching yesterday. I don't know what all Randy was saying, but maybe he was talking about the couples. I'm not sure. But one of the things that is very important is forgiveness. You've got to forgive one another. You've got to keep communication open. Don't let the enemy shut your communication line down. You can continue to talk. You're going to have a good relationship. Pray things through. Talk things out. Don't stuff. Don't stuff it in. And be careful of going outside and talking to other people about your mate. To get in trouble because they don't know your mate like you. They may not really like the fact that you're married to them. So you better be careful. You definitely don't want to talk to the wrong person. Be careful. Meekness. Temperance. That's self-control. Okay? Against such, there is no law. Now, what we just read were the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the works of the flesh, as I said, is Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to go there. Just go on over there. Galatians 5, 19 through 23, the works of the flesh. And these things will keep you grounded. These things will keep you out of the Spirit of God and out of flowing in the choice blessing of God. So I'm just going to kind of run through them. The works of the flesh, adultery. Now, there's spiritual adultery as well as physical adultery. There are people that are committing spiritual adultery every day, okay? Sexual relation, what it is sexual relation of a married person with someone other than their spouse, okay? There are other scriptures about it. Exodus 20 and 14, I believe that says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Then there's Deuteronomy 5 and 18. and Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. Then you have fornication. Fornication is immoral sexual conduct and intercourse. It includes taking pleasure in pornographic pictures, films, or writings. It is also harlotry, and it can include adultery and incest. Now, these are works of the flesh that we must not have in our lives. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Again, Matthew 5 and 32. And Matthew 19, verse number 9. Uncleanness. This is impurity, whether it's physical or moral. Sexual sins, evil deeds, and vices, to include thoughts and desires of the heart. Okay? You know, a person's thought life could be not good. So our thought life has to change. We have to have the thoughts of God. And we talked about the mind, changing our mind, having a pure mind, having a right mind. So all of this, you know, when you talk about soul, spirit, soul, body, your emotions, your mind, your will. You have to will to live right. It's not automatic. We have to will to do it. We have to will to do right. Because God won't go against your will. So if you make a choice to do wrong, God's not going to stop you. That's your choice. When you make a choice to do right. When you make a choice to live right. That's a good, healthy choice. Okay? Unclean means to be defiled. To be foul and unfit. To be unclean also refers to foods that are unfit, defiled. Now, as I said in the beginning, you know, man is creating a lot of things that will tear down his body, that will cause cancer, cause all kinds of physical issues and things. And I don't know how much the doctors are really doing their job anymore. It used to be that they cared, and I'm not against doctors and all of that, but I am against the idea of giving a lot of medications and it's not doing anything. It's not really even treating the problem. It's causing men and women to become bound by pharmakia, by drugs, you know, which is sorcery, which is witchcraft. It opens the door. One thing will lead to another thing, to another thing. And before you know it, you have a whole medicine cabinet worth of pills. And they're not really doing you any good. I don't believe that that is God's will, nor do I believe that that's God's best for us. I believe God does want us healed. I believe he wants us whole. I believe he wants the body to function as he designed it to function. And in order for us to function that way, we must pray, and we must get in line with the Spirit, and we must take care of our bodies. So a lot of things that we're eating that's not healthy, need to really look at it, because even vegetables are being grown in hothouses, and they're you know, mixing things up, and things are not coming from the ground. All these things are happening, and it's destroying the body. So we really need to really get a hold of God to find out what God wants us to do as a people of God, so that we can live healthy. And if you can grow your own food from the ground, I encourage you to do it, because there's just too much going on that's hurting us today. All right. The Old Testament distinguishes between what is clean and helpful and what is unclean and unacceptable. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10, and Leviticus chapter 11, verse number 47. Freedom from uncleanness and guilt is possible through God's gracious work, according to Psalm 51 and 7. Holiness within, purity of heart, is possible through the exercise of faith in Christ's redemption and obedience to his word, to the word of truth. We have been called to live a holy, clean life before the Lord. We are not to yield our members to uncleanness, but to righteousness and holiness, according to Romans 6 and 19. Then there's lasciviousness. These are works of the flesh. And we're not to be led by the outer body. We're to be led by the Spirit. Sensuality, following one's passions and desires to the point of having no shame or public decency. And we're living in a time where people are doing things even through social media, and they have no shame. There's no shame in the things that's going on and taking place. It's an outrageous conduct, licentious behavior that goes beyond sin to include a disregard for that's right. The Bible says in the last days that people would, you know, in other words, they're going to flee from what's right. They're going to want, sometimes teachers having itching ears, they want people to tell them what they want, but not really how to live right, how to be right, how to do right. But I don't know about you, but I never want to get to a place where people can't tell me what's right. I don't care how old we are. We can always learn. It doesn't matter how old we are. Hallelujah. It's undisciplined and unrestrained behavior, especially a flagrant disregard when it comes to sexual restraints. Mark 7:22 and 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21. Another one is idolatry. This is when you have things or people ahead of God. Some people worship demons. Some people worship graven images. Okay, institutions or anything as having equal or greater authority than God and His Word. This is why we have to pray. I think it was last week or last couple weeks, they took the Baphomet, that big statue thing, and put it up the state capitol in Arkansas and tore down the Ten Commandments. We're living in a terrible time. That's a false god. And the Lord said we're to have no other gods before. We don't need Baphomet in our state capitals. The worship of demons, Satan worship, these things are happening. So we have to pray. We have to pray over our states. Know what's going on in your region, in your city, in your county, in your state. We have to know what's going on, the laws that are being passed, and all this stuff here. Okay? Witchcraft, which is sorcery, black magic, white magic, the worship of demons, the use of drugs to produce spiritual experiences. And we have to be careful, even prescription drugs, because they can alter your mind. You know, it's a part of sorcery. You have to be careful. Exodus chapter 7, verse 11, and verse number 22. Exodus chapter 8, verse 18. Exodus chapter 9, verse 21. Okay? Witchcraft. Then there's hatred. This is intense, hostile intentions and acts, extreme dislike or enmity. Now, I remember as a young person, I did not like a lot of things that my mom did and her friend did, and it created a hatred in me, though. It was wrong for me to hate. And I had a hatred for her, I had a hatred for her friend, I had a hatred for other family members. And one day the Lord spoke to me. He said, now I've called you, but I can't use you like that. Now, sometimes people question whether or not Christians can have demons. Hatred is a work of the flesh. But hatred can become a stronghold in your life. Especially if you're not wanting to forgive when people have done things wrong. And what the Lord showed me, Nikki, was that I had a serious problem with hatred, and I needed to forgive my mom for the things that she did. And I remember one night I was in prayer, and the Lord said, I can't use you like this. You've got to forgive. You've got to let her go. I tell you, I had a real battle, but I tell you what, I had to release all of them and all the things that they did. And when I did that, healing came. Then I was able to pray for her, for real. I was able to pray for her friend. And before he died, the Lord spoke to me and said, now you call him and you ask him to forgive you because you had hate in your heart. I did. I called him up. I said, Tom, I need to talk to you. I said, I had hate in my heart for you. And I ask you to forgive me. I was wrong. I didn't know that he was days from dying. Just a few days. But I got that thing right. And prayed with him over the phone. He died a few days later. But I had peace in my heart. And maybe somebody you need to let go. Maybe mom didn't do you right. Dad didn't do you right. Now, we're always talking about forgiveness. And we have to forgive them. And if things come up in your life, mama, you know, mama, daddy, yeah, they did the best they could. But it's not right to hold them in that jail cell either, because you're holding yourself. So forgive them. Let them go. Don't have any hatred in your heart. Even for people that may do things wrong to you. You know, I've experienced that, you know. And I've had to release them. Let them go. It's not worth it. Okay. Variance. That's quarreling, a struggle for superiority. Romans 1 and 29 and 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11. Emulation. This is resentfulness. Envy of another's success. It's jealousy. Okay. We're not to be jealous of what other people have. And, you know, well, I would like to have that. Well, maybe God don't want you to have it that way. Wrath. Explosive anger. We're seeing a lot of anger today. Whenever young people can go into a school and take a gun and begin to shoot people and they have no mercy. Okay. That's wrath. Explosive anger. Rage. It flares into violent words or deeds. These are works of the flesh. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 8. Then there's strife. This is selfish ambition and seeking of power. Okay? You can read about it in Philippians 1, 16 and 17. And 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. Sedition. Introducing divisive teachings not supported by the Word of God. Romans 16 and 17. Now, one of the things that I was taught coming up, and that is simply when you open up your Bible and you teach a word, you make sure it's word. Make sure that it's coming from God, not from flesh, not from self. But it's pure word, because the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forever. So when we teach and preach the word of God, then we push it back over into God for God to see the results. That's why it's important that we tell the truth. We speak the truth of God's word. We put the light of God's word out and then let God do the rest. Heresies. This is division within a congregation into selfish groups or cliques which destroy the unity of the church. 1 Corinthians 11 and 19. And I remember several years ago, a well-known preacher, I believe, maybe if I call their name, some may know, I won't do it, but this person began to teach a doctrine that has gone throughout the land, but it's clearly heresy. So again, we all have to be careful that we don't get off, because you can get off in various areas. There are prophets that have gotten off. There are preachers that have gotten off. People that started out good but then ended wrong. So we all have to be careful. And let me say this. We must stay balanced. We must stay balanced in our teaching and even preaching, ministering deliverance and healing. There's more in the Bible. We got to preach it from Genesis to Revelation. Deliverance and healing is not the only thing that I teach. I teach faith. They're all kind of subjects and topics. People need to be balanced and healthy. So we must make sure we stay healthy in God's word. Envy. Resentful dislike of another person who has something that one desires. We're not to envy. Okay? Almost there. Murderers. These are works of the flesh. Killing a person unlawfully with malice. Now, you know you can really kill somebody with your tongue. You don't have to take a gun and do it. You can say it with words. You can strike with words, and it can really debilitate. So we have to be careful. It says here, you can cause deadly harm to a person by the words you speak. Gossiping, for example. Backbiting. Slandering. Okay, all these things. We don't do none of this stuff in the church, do we? We ain't doing that. Right? If you have, repent. Come on, repent. Tale-bearing can bring or cause death to a person. A person does not have to be in your presence to be affected by the words that you speak. Okay?
That's right.
I prayed with someone, didn't I? And the Lord showed us. It was words coming through. It was harming. We have to be careful what we say. Okay? You can send a Scud missile to someone. Don't even know. You think you're doing okay. You're not. You have to be careful. Drunkenness, impairing one's mental or physical control by alcoholic drink. Believe it or not, there are Christians, quote unquote, that believe that drinking is okay. But it's not. It's not okay. Revelings, that's excessive feasting. It's to have a party spirit. Okay? Carousing. All right? That includes alcohol, drugs, sex, all this stuff. All right? And we're not to have any participation with that. If we engage in any of these type of activities, we shut ourselves out of the kingdom of God. They're works of the flesh that will keep you from your potential. I'm going to go to the other scripture in 1 Corinthians 6 in just a moment. Let me just give you these points here real quick. And a lot of times when you're talking about works of the flesh, it really, you know, it hits, because these are things that a lot of people don't preach about, don't teach about. Yes, God is a loving God, but God is a just God. Okay? And sin is something that will not stand in His sight. Proverbs 6:32-33 says, "But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." Your emotions, your mind, all of that. "A wound and a dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away." Fornication destroys the soul, the mind, the will, and emotion. Adultery destroys the soul, fragments it, pulls on it, and binds it. That's why a lot of times we're praying for people for their soul to come back, to be restored. So when you give yourself to 15 people, you've given yourself probably to 200 or 500. And you're attached to every one of them, whether you know them or not, along with their physical issues that may be going on. People have died because of these things and not even know why, because they were attached to a soul issue. You can have an unhealthy soul tie, even with family members. And these things have to be broken. Okay. When there is an evil soul tie with someone that was put there through lust, it can be very controlling, manipulative, and domineering. One may desire to stop, but will be unable to do so until the soul tie is destroyed. If you've ever been connected to someone, you left them or whatever the case may be, but yet you still had an issue, it's because of a soul tie. It has to be destroyed. Okay. Let me go over to... Let me give you a couple examples here of what I'm talking about. Solomon, for example. Now, Solomon was a wise man. But he was so wise, why did he have 700 wives and 300 concubines? That wasn't too wise. Yeah, right. That was crazy. He had 700 wives. That's crazy. He was led astray with so many women in his life. A man with wisdom from God, but he allowed himself to be carried away with strange women. That's in 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. God was angry with Solomon because of his idolatry. God told him he would take the kingdom from him, but allowed him to remain, but this judgment would come on his son. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. We see a father and a son that disobeyed because David disobeyed too. David should have been on the battlefield. He wasn't. He was up on the rooftop. He looked across the street. He saw Bathsheba. He decided, I'm king. I can have her. No. That was wrong. He took Bathsheba, ended up impregnating her, called her husband home, thought, well, if he go be with his wife, that'll cover it up, then I'm good. No, that didn't work because Uriah was faithful and he didn't go. Well, David didn't like that, so he sent and had the young man killed. Well, that'll do it. No, he's covering up again. And then God had to send, was it Nathan? To him. To let him know, hey, bro, man, what you doing? You king, yeah, but you can't do this. You see, David had a heart after God, but he also had gotten into sin. And because of that, the little baby died. But he also opened the door because it brought trouble into his family. He always had unrest with his children. And it was because he opened them doors. Listen, beloved, don't open those doors that you don't need open. You'll cause all kinds of trouble in your family. And you think, well, bless the Lord, he forgave me. Yeah, he did. He forgave David too. But wasn't it Absalom that killed his brother? And then one of the brothers raped his sister? All these sexual sins, immoral sins. And then Solomon. That was David's son. All this mess. It was a trail. So, yeah, God was merciful. All of that. He was a man after God's own heart. And when he repented, he didn't do it again. But yet he had consequences. He had to deal with some things. Sometimes we have to deal with things and we don't realize, wait a minute, Lord, I caused this. We see a father and a son that disobeyed the word of the Lord and brought repercussion on their families. There's a high price for sin that we commit. We must realize God does not approve of us going our own way, doing our own thing. We must have a heart to heed the commandments of God and live according to the word of the Lord. So sexual immorality will hurt. It hurts ministries, and it can and will destroy you if you do not come clean and repent. You may can hide things from people, but you can't hide anything from God. It's dangerous to allow the works of the flesh to operate in our lives. By doing this, the body is leading, and it was never meant to lead. It was only meant to house. So there's a constant war that's going on between the flesh and the spirit. The flesh represents the lower nature that every man, woman, boy, and girl must deal with because of sin. After a person is saved, the flesh continues to be an enemy of God, according to Romans 8, 6 through 8. The Bible lets us know that no flesh will glory in the presence of God. This means that all of our actions that are done in the flesh will not be rewarded by God. In other words, if God isn't in it, it may burn up. It may be wood, hay, or stubble. We don't want those things. And if that burns up and you're still okay, fine. You just ain't going to get reward. My attitude, even everything I do, beloved, my attitude has got to be right. My attitude better be right. My behavior had better be in check. Okay. The Bible lets us know again, no flesh will glory in his presence. So our actions that are done in the flesh, again, will not be rewarded by God. We must learn to walk in the Spirit in order to please God. Let me go over to this final scripture, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 20. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now Paul goes on to say, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. This lets us know we cannot just do anything with the body and think that we're going to be okay. We're not. Okay? We won't be okay. Now, let me just give you a few more definitions of the things I just talked about. We already talked about fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate. And that spirit is heavy in the church as well. There are a lot of effeminacy. And these are things that works of the flesh, but yet God wants to bring deliverance. Okay? This is a person, a man who submits his body to unnatural lewdness. It refers to men who have feminine traits to an inappropriate degree, lacking in manly strength or aggressiveness, especially marked with weakness, softness, and love of ease, is excessively affected in his emotions. Okay. Effeminacy. Abusers of themselves with mankind is one guilty of unnatural offenses of sodomite, homosexual, lesbian, sexual perverts. Homosexual and lesbianism is a sin against the nature of God. And we know that it is an abomination. Okay. Love people, but when it comes to this type of lifestyle, it's not of God. God made one man, one woman. Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's the Bible. And I believe it, I preach it. I go on record again. It's between one man and one woman. Thief, someone who takes what belongs to another. Okay. And that's what David did, actually, with Bathsheba. He was wrong. Covetous, inordinately desire of wealth or possessions. In other words, to be greedy of what others possess, not to be covetous. Revilers, again, is excessive feasting. And then an extortioner is one who commits blackmail. All right, I want to end by just doing a prayer today. I want to pray. Let me just mention quickly, the Lord gave me these notes, told me to pull this about double-mindedness. I just want to speak on this. The Bible says, and I think it's in James, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So when you see this, a person that's really a schizophrenic is someone that has rejection and rebellion, have them both, and the real self is buried. Okay? For example, when you talk about rejection, you're talking about fear of rejection, self-accusation, compulsive attitude, if you will. Fantasy lust is where a lot of inward things take place that bring harm. On the other hand, you got rebellion. You have self-will. You have selfishness. You have stubbornness. You have self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, accusation toward others. So that's where you can be very aggressive, possessive, hatred, resentment, some of all the things that we've talked about, unforgiveness, violence, anger. So you have murder, retaliation. You have two hands that's coming together, and the real person is buried. So what God wants to do is get to the real you to bring deliverance, because we've all been affected by rejection, but not all of us have it to this magnitude. So if you find that you're suffering in this area, I encourage you to get prayer and stay in a vein where you can get teaching and get ministry. It's almost like an onion being peeled. There are layers a lot of times. Sometimes we go through deliverance, but then there are layers that have to come off, healing that takes place. And God is here to heal us, and He's here to deliver. Now, if you will, please stand to your feet. I want to pray, and ministers can help us. We just want to pray a mass deliverance prayer. As we pray this prayer, I pray that you'll be open to receive the prayer. And just let the Lord minister to you, okay? Things begin to manifest. Just let them come on out. Just let the Lord bring healing. You may cry. You may just feel God's presence. Whatever it is, I ask you to open up and just let God be God. So, Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We break all generational curses, Father, that come in through pride, through lust, through perversion, through rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection. Father, we come against all types of rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We just call these things out right now in Jesus' name. We command all generational spirits that came into our lives through conception in the womb, the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses, negative words that have been spoken on the lives of your people right now in Jesus' name. Those words that say you'll never be anything, you'll never amount to anything, we come against those word curses, we break them, we take authority over them in Jesus' mighty name. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over the lives of your people through others, including those in authority, teachers, bosses, family members. We come against it now in Jesus' mighty name. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry. Amen. Freemasonry, idolatry, I bind Jesus, the devil, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, if I need deliverance, you free me right now as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm not ashamed. So, Father, whatever area I need to be delivered in today, I open myself up for deliverance and healing in Jesus' name. From past issues, in the name of Jesus, Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion, come out in Jesus' name. We take authority over these things right now. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, the fear of failure, come on out right now in Jesus' name. Poverty, come on out of the lives of the people of God in Jesus' name. That state that keeps you bound, keeps you from excelling, come on out of there in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind curses in Jesus' name. You have no legal right to operate in the people of God's life. Come on out right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits, all spirit guides that would try to operate in the lives of the people of God, even through ancestors, in Jesus' name. Come on out right now. Come on out of there right now in Jesus' name. We renounce all false beliefs, philosophies inherited by ancestors in Jesus' name. We break all curses over finances from ancestral in Jesus' name. Things that people that may have been cheated out of things, mishandled, money that was stolen in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will restore that the canker worm is eaten, the palmer worm is eaten. Oh God, and I bind lack right now. I bind the spirit of lack, that spirit that says you'll never have enough. We bind it up in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God that's more than enough. Your word declares that, Jesus, you are our shepherd. We shall not want. So, Father, we thank you now, hallelujah, that we will live in a land of plenty. We thank you that you will continue to restore in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. We break all curses of sickness, disease, and we command all inherited sickness to leave the body in Jesus' name. Father God, we do not have to succumb to diabetes, high blood pressure, cancers, to lupus, to COPD, to heart disease, lung disease, liver disease, kidney disease, muscle disease, arthritis, rheumatoid. We do not have to succumb to it because, Lord, you tell us if we obey your word, you will put none of these diseases upon us. So we declare healing today. We declare wholeness today in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of the Lord. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors and those that may have worked witchcraft, voodoo, all kinds of craziness in Jesus' name. We close the third eye of the medium and diviners, familiar spirits, be bound now in Jesus' name. Even word curses that would try to missile into this camp, even astral projection, we bind in Jesus' name. We take authority over all demonic roots and tap roots and peeping spirits and muttering spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in Jesus' name. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate our lives as we grow older in Jesus' name. Father God, as Moses' eye was not dim, my God, his natural force was not abated. I pray, God, that as we even grow older, my God, that our natural bodies will be preserved to complete the will and the work of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We break every curse of Balaam hard against our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generation rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation and over our nation in Jesus' name. If you have to cough, come on, just come on, cough it up, blow it out, spit it out, cry it out, praise it out. Just let God have his way. Come on here. You don't have to go home bound. You came to get free. So he whom the Son set free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in Jesus' name. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges that we made with our lips in the name of the Lord. We renounce and we break all ungodly oaths made by ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, or ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by ancestors in the name of the Lord. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with idols for demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on out of there now. We break these curses. We break these oaths, generational curses, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We command all demons that claim any legal right into our lives through covenants to come out in Jesus' name. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement and witchcraft in Jesus' name. So, Father, anyone that's ever been involved in the occult, I pray, God, that you would flush them out. You would cleanse them right now. Close those eyes of mediums, familiar spirits, spirit guides, in the name of the Lord. We thank you, God, for healing today. We thank you for deliverance today. We thank you for freedom today. We proclaim liberty today. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every female in their female parts, organs, in Jesus' name, that may have been attacked. We come against witchcraft. We come against all witchcraft. We come against the spirit of Jezebel and control. We bind Ahab's spirits right now. We take authority over the passivity spirit in Jesus' name. We come against Korah's and Cain's, Absalom's spirits. Take over demons that want to take over even other people's ministry that they have not worked out, that they don't have a vision for. We bind Ahab now. We bind Jezebel now in the mighty name of Jesus. Shut down the spirit of Jezebel, Father. Shut down the spirit of Ahab in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods, demons through the occult involvement, and witchcraft in Jesus' name. We break and disannul all spirit marriages that would cause incubus and succubus demons to attack the lives of your people. And Father, anyone that's been tormented with night terror, night dreams, nightmares, by incubus spirits, succubus spirits, we bind in Jesus' name. Oh God, get in the dream life in the mighty name of Jesus and bring cleansing, bring deliverance in the name of the Lord. We thank you for it right now, Father. We thank you, God. We praise you, Father. Cleanse them now. Cleanse their mind. Cleanse their soul. Cleanse their heart in the name of Jesus. And I even come against the embarrassment that not wanting to say when they're having these bad dreams, filthy dreams. Come on out of there right now. Come on out of there right now. Loose your hold right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and disannul any marriage to any demon that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. Those been affected by the bride of Satan. Oh God, that cloak, come on off right now. Remove yourself right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. We have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus. We're joined to the Lord. My God, we're one spirit with him. We break all ungodly covenants and we renew the covenant to God through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We divorce ourselves from any demon that would claim our lives through any ancestral covenants in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we bind and cast out any family demon that would follow us or follow our lives through ancestral covenants. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father, for healing. Thank you, Father, for deliverance. Thank you, God, for making your people whole. In Jesus' name, I speak life. I speak health. And I speak wealth to the people of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And if there are any women here and you're experiencing any pain in the lower part of your body, we want to pray with you. If you want to come up here right now. If you've had pain, trouble in the lower parts of your body, and you want prayer, come on. Somebody has terrible, terrible pain in the lower parts of your body. Come on up here right now. Jerry, would you please come and help? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.